Colombians are suffering through the worst rainy season in a century. Floods and landslides have killed 161 people and forced thousands from their homes. Until recently, the capital, Bogota, had escaped damage. But this month, a dike broke along the highly contaminated Bogota River. And as John Otis reports, schoolyards, cow pastures, and flower farms on the outskirts of the city now sit under several feet of murky water.
Cattle rancher Herman Guerrero and several of his farmhands maneuver a boat across what was once his cow pasture. They spend most of their time rowing because their outboard motor could snag on the hedges and barbed wire fences just below the water's surface. The men wear surgical face masks because raw sewage and industrial runoff have turned the Bogota River into one of the world's most polluted waterways. Guerrero fled shortly after a dike burst and fetid black river water poured into his farm. He saved most of his cattle, but now he's returning to find out what happened to his house, his milking machines, and his 14 pet cats. I feel an immense sadness, Guerrero says, because this farm is the result of 100 years of work from the time of my grandparents. Guerrero is the latest casualty of Colombia's nonstop rains. 28 of the country's 32 states have been affected by flooding. Roads and houses have washed away. Vast tracts of coffee, sugarcane, and cotton have been lost. Last week, President Juan Manuel Santos made an urgent plea for international aid.
Mucha la gente. Muchísima la gente que está sufriendo con esta ola invernal.
Many, many people are suffering. This has been the worst rainy season in our history. We never imagined it would be this bad.
With the Bogota River still rising, volunteers from a nearby housing project fill sandbags to protect their homes. To help plug a hole in the levee, workers drop massive rocks into a front loader. Scientists attribute the intense rainfall to the weather phenomenon known as La Niña, which has caused unusually cold temperatures in the Pacific Ocean along the equator. It's been raining since March, and forecasters predict wet weather into the new year. But many Colombians say their government could have done more to prevent the disaster. Developers have been allowed to build neighborhoods in floodplains. Inadequate drainage means that even brief rain showers turn streets into lakes. And some of the country's main rivers have been re-engineered, making them more prone to flooding. For example, several smaller streams have been rerouted into the Bogota River. So, even though the city of Bogota sits 8,600 feet high in the Andes Mountains, massive earthen embankments are required to keep the Bogota River from overflowing. Guerrero, the rancher, claims the Bogota River should have been dredged to give it more capacity. Pleas by local farmers to reinforce the dikes were ignored. Once their properties were flooded, he says, police failed to stop looters who loaded household goods onto makeshift rafts. As they approach Guerrero's ranch, one of his workers scares away a suspected looter with a blast from his shotgun. At the farm, Guerrero points to waterlogged milk tanks and grain storage bins. He counts 7 dead cows floating in the water. Guerrero tries to enter his bedroom to recover his passport, but the water is too high. The only thing he saves are a pair of slippers and a paperback book about the history of Egypt. Then some good news. Guerrero spots 4 of his cats hiding in the rafters. He puts a tray of fresh water on the roof and vows to return with cat food. Yet Guerrero has no idea when he and his family will be able to move back here. The contaminated water could render his land useless for years. But as he motors towards dry land, Guerrero says God will provide for him. And even though he's 70 years old, he vows to start anew. For the world, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.